Welcome to the Hot Wife Podcast, where we dive into discussions about relationships, intimacy, and everything in between. Before we begin, we want to make it clear that the views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the host and guests and should be taken as opinions, not professional or medical advice. Additionally, we remind all listeners that this podcast is intended for adults over the age of 18. Unauthorized rebroadcast of this show is strictly prohibited without the written permission of the owners of Hot Wife Podcast. Now, let's heat things up.
Hot Wife Podcast, breaking all the norms. Open discussions about the swing and fall.
Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast.
Hi, Donna Lynn.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, I'm here with Vince, being a smartass again. Yeah, sure. Of course.
My job.
My wonderful
husband. My business card, smartass.
Yes, actually, it is. Yeah. I know. You gave me one. Professional smartass.
Can I have that back? I only could afford to get one. Okay.
Okay. Again, a smartass.
Yeah.
So.
We'll get the nastiness out of the
way. Okay, it's not really nasty, but the...
The part people care least about.
Right, okay.
If you want to contact us, info@hotwifepodcast.com.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. Hotwife@gmail.com. Hotwifepodcast@gmail.com still works also, but... just put out the new issue of 50 Shades of Pleasure.
Oh, you did. I know you were talking about it.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it yet. I just saw the cover.
A couple new features. Next month will be improving even more. So check that out. That's free. 50shadesofpleasure.com. Go there. You can go to our website at hotwifepodcast.com and see it. You can get a link there.
Mm-hmm. They can also get it from where I am at hotwifedonnalynn.com and see where all of the things I'm doing and who I'm doing. And, of course, all the podcasts are there as well as a lot of other things. So. There you go. Just saying.
And don't forget Spunk Lube.
No, don't forget Spunk Lube.
Yeah, if you're need lubrication, or you want to get a good lubrication, you want to get Spunk Lube.
I had to do a webcam today. Yeah. And it's like in the middle of the day, and I'm not,
fired up. Being around me doesn't keep you in a constant state of fire.
Constantly, hun. But you know, you were
wasn't
doing
there.
So you weren't there, so you know. Yeah. So I got some Spunk Lube and I quick put it on my toy and. That helped a whole lot.
The toy hasn't been seen since.
No, it's still in there. I don't think batteries are here.
But if you go to Spunk Lube and get some lube, make sure when you get to the checkout area, you put in Hot Wife, one word, in the discount code, and you will get 10% off your order. So.
That's great. I think we may end up getting some more. I'm getting low on that. You know, the 55-gallon drum, it's getting down to the bottom.
Wow. Okay. So I came up with this concept for the show tonight, for today, whatever we're going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I don't know how it came to me, but it did. So this is going to be, there's no right or wrong answer to this.
Okay.
This is just going to be a preference, a impulse thing, maybe. So.
Yeah, concept. I don't even know what you're getting at.
I don't know either. I'm just babbling.
You just had me like typing something in my little notes on my phone, but I don't know
what I remembered what it was. So.
Okay,
so
all right.
So let's pretend.
Okay, let's pretend.
That there is a wall, and it has, let's say, four, five, whatever, holes. It's irrelevant how many holes in it.
Okay.
And these men's penises come through them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's... Not a glory hole, but here's the concept.
Okay.
They're all different.
Right.
One is average. One's a little shorter. One's big. One might be black. One, right. You know, whatever. So you're looking at these. You have no idea what shape the guy is in.
Right.
You don't know what the guy looks like.
Right.
So you're just going on pure penis. Which is the one you'd be drawn to the most?
Oh, that's really rough because... I'm the exact opposite. The penis is...
You're looking for pussies?
No. I could care less about what they have as far
as
junk.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because
it's
like everything
else. You're
just
going down to penis. I'm going to talk about... Just you just penis. Have these penises. So you have one that's small. Right. One that's average size. One that's, let's say, girthy.
Right.
And pretty decent. One that's long, you know. And let's take color out of it. They're all green.
Oh, I love me some green dick.
Well, you know.
Well, here's the thing. I usually go by grooming first. That's like, if it's all hairy and nasty, okay. I don't, you know, that's a turn off.
Okay, let's take grooming out of it. They're all shaved.
Oh, okay. I like the average length and a teeny bit of girth. A little bit. Okay. That's
there's
the one
no,
I...
There's no wrong
yeah,
answer.
That would be my just, preference. You know. Just a little bit of girth. No, just like the long, not too long, because that just ends up hitting me in my...
Back of your throat.
Back of my throat kind of thing. And
from your crotch.
Exactly. So I think I'd go with the average length, but a little teeny bit girthy.
Okay. Now, is this going to be an overall choice? Is this just to blow them? Is this for vaginal or is this for anal?
That's
if
for
you
everything.
Had your choice, okay, that's going to be your everything.
Yeah,
pick.
That'll fit in any hole. It's not too small. It's not too big. It's easy to swallow. It's easy to sit on. I could take it up my ass. There's so many things I can do with it.
Okay.
If they're we've had some guys are just so thick.
You've had some guys.
Okay. I've had some guys. I couldn't even get in my pussy really comfortably. Yeah. You know, it was just it was just one of those tight days. I don't want to tell you. I did use spunk lube, but boy, oh boy, that was still rough.
Difficult. Yeah.
That was difficult. There's just some days it's just, that's just not going to fit.
Now, do you think that would change depending on the day?
Maybe.
I mean, do you think if you're, say, a little more fired up going into this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I could see what you mean. Absolutely. That would definitely be, I might be like, I want something a little bigger, a little longer. Might be fitting the bill. But, and for the everyday sex,
sure.
Blowing, whatever. The other thing I think that would be something I always like to take in consideration is cum load size. See, I wouldn't know that going in. Exactly, until you get to the end. So that's always, I was always a little surprised there. But yeah.
Okay, so the cum load thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick with, if someone said, okay, is that what you, would that be the basis you want to gauge it on? Would you like to sit there and go, it's like, well, I can take any of them, but I want the guy with the biggest cum load.
I do like that. Yeah, I
mean, ultimately, that's your goal, right?
Yeah.
For you to get an orgasm and to enjoy their orgasm.
Right. And the bigger the load, the more, I find it very exciting. I like it. I think it's pretty erotic. Yeah, especially when it's like dripping out, remember that one young guy? He gave me a huge facial. It's like, it's up there. And it's like all underneath my eyes. Big clump of cum is under my eyes, all over the side of my face. It's like is it my hair on my forehead? Like, you can tell it's like, it was glistening. My face was glistening with cum.
Yeah. I don't remember who it was, but
I remember exactly who it was. I was like, oh my God, that is so erotic. I love that. And then I'm looking up at him and my eyelashes are all full of cum. My face is all wet and slippery. It's like, yeah, that's pretty fucking hot right there. That's pretty hot.
So your ideal would be average length.
Average length.
A little girth.
Little girth.
Big cum load.
Big cum load.
Okay.
Or range. It's not a deal breaker. None of them are deal breakers, but for me, not the perfect, but the one that I can enjoy most.
Like I said, it's the one you're drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
To. I mean, it's like going to a buffet and you sit there and go, I like all the food they have there, but what's the first food you'd want to try?
Exactly. Sorry, I had to swallow.
That's okay. So, okay, let's change it around now.
Okay.
So now it's women.
Oh.
You have...
Now, are you going to have your input on this too?
Sure.
Okay.
This one I could talk about.
Yeah. Okay. I hope so. I hope it's not all about me. It's kind of boring.
Because I would just sit there and say, well, penises, I don't want any of them.
Nope, take them right off.
Sorry, I'm in the wrong buffet.
Wrong line. Okay.
Okay, so you have a normal kind of pussy, you're seeing. They're all shaved. Then you have one that's like real tiny.
Right.
Then you have one that's a little more puffy.
Right, right.
And then you have one with big, meaty lips that just kind of dangle out.
I like the fuller lips. Doesn't have to be like, you know, gigantic, like, you know, hanging out like bat wings. But yeah, because I really like them when a woman gets excited, kind of like open up like a flower. You always say that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of very erotic. The like smaller lips, I know you can't help what you get, but
sure.
I don't find them as erotic if you just have somebody with like slightly meatier lips. Especially they just pout out just a little bit. It's kind of it kind of shows you like her excitement level because there's women
that it hangs out without being excited.
Oh yeah, that's true too. Yeah,
those big, meaty ones.
Yeah, the meaty ones.
Yeah, that's kind of what I would go to first.
Man. Absolutely,
I'd make it a point to test all of them.
Of course.
But no, I like the meatier ones, or even. Like I said, they're all good to me.
Yeah, of course.
But the puffy ones too.
Puffy? What do you mean by puffy?
Like, there's some women like their mound sticks out
more. Oh, a little bit more. Yeah, I got that going on. I'm not liking it. I want a flat mound. It's like, what is this? A little bit of fat there. What the hell is going on?
I don't know
that?
What it is, but
I'm not.
Just makes you think it's juicy.
No, I don't know if that would correspond.
Okay, so now the boob thing is,
Oh, boobs? Yeah, well, you got real ones, fake ones, big ones, small ones.
So you have the different boob poking through. So you have little ones, natural. You have natural ones that are like a little pancakey.
Right, right.
Then you have ones like the 20-some-year-old, still perky.
Still perky, and we're all going to go with the
Then you have the real big ones that are natural.
Right.
And you have the big ones that aren't natural.
Ah, big boobs are always fun. Natural, not natural. Bigger boobs are fun. But small boobs, depending on the person, could be very, have a lot more sensation and be more sensitive.
That's the caveat there for me. Mm-hmm. Is I've had, a lot of women that their nipples aren't sensitive.
Mine are not sensitive. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah. And my ex-wife wasn't either.
No.
So. Now I've had the pleasure of playing with some women that they were sensitive, and I find that very erotic and fun.
Oh, yeah.
I
think it would be fun on the other side, too. I wish my nipples were more sensitive. They're just, just not.
Yeah. Well, it's something you can't control. But, so for me, I'm not a boob man per se, so I don't really have a preference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could be tiny, flat-chested, wouldn't bother me. It could be big
naturals. Yeah, you're not a...
It could be pancakey, don't bother me. I would just enjoy the sensitive ones.
Yeah. I think that... I think from, like, my years of dancing and having to put pasties on and ripping them off and putting them on and ripping them off, for 22 years, I think that had something to do with it, the lack of sensitivity.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, because I remember
I put carpet tape on my nuts and started ripping them off, I think my nuts eventually would desensitize.
I remember there was one time I must have used a different tape and it didn't agree with my body and they were bloody.
Sexy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was
so hot.
It just hurt. I'm sorry. I know that did not help because I had scabs there for a little while. It's like, oh, this sucks.
Like pasties then.
Yeah, except there's these scabby things on you. What is that? What kind of pasty is that? Yeah. Oh, well,
natural.
Very natural. So when pasties. They became topless, that was, of course, I don't know what they're doing now, but when I started dancing at the nude clubs, and you could be topless and bottomless. So empowering.
So now we're going in through your choices. So you're going to pick your ideal type playmate and exclude me.
you're perfect. I'm not. You're perfect. Okay. Uh-huh.
So describe to me your ideal playmate with penis.
Uh-huh.
Cum load.
Okay.
We're not going to go with looks or body type.
Okay.
We leave that out. But like, what are the things you want him to do? Uh-huh. Or let you do, I guess, maybe even. Like, what would be the ideal sexual situation? Like, it, what would be your fantasy to, like, okay, you know, I'm going to...
put on spot here. Well, hopefully he's good at teasing. I do like that aspect.
Now, so. Teasing or foreplay? Because teasing can happen outside the bedroom. I say you're sitting in the bar.
Oh, that's and, true. You know. I do, yeah.
So
I,
define which teasing you're talking, or both.
Or I think that, yeah. Now you make me think, damn it.
I know that's something new for you.
It is.
Working without tools.
Yeah, I think I like the tease before floor, foreplay, teasing during.
I mean, like at the house party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're upstairs in the kitchen and everything else. And, you know, you're talking, guys with their arm around
it's
you.
It's flirtatious. Sure. It's kind of, you know, a little bit naughty.
Yeah, that gets the pilot light ignited.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And then you just carry that into everything else. Lots of, I do like that. Lots of teasing, lots of foreplay, you know, kissing, you know, that kind
tongue
of thing.
Tongue play?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. And then, of course, I have to, you know.
Now, does he have to have all his own teeth?
Oh, geez, you know, that doesn't matter to me. Good gum job on my pussy would be excellent. Yeah. Here, honey, let me take my teeth out first.
I don't think I've ever heard a woman talk about it getting gummed by a man. Okay. Usually it's the other way around.
Usually it is. Yeah. It probably would be better, but, I mean, maybe he could do things with his gums that...
I don't know.
You got a good suction going on
there. I
don't
do a whole lot with my teeth, so it wouldn't matter, but...
Well, if you don't have them, you don't have to worry about waiting or anything.
Getting appetizers that you were eating upstairs.
That's true.
You don't have to floss or brush your teeth.
Oh, man, you're just so wrong. Stop that.
Okay,
I want to go in there and brush my teeth right now.
All right. You don't want this guy to come right away, right?
No, not right away. I like to...
What's the ideal amount of time before he comes?
Well, I'm not a marathon. So, some people are like, oh, you have to go for an hour. I'm like, I get sore every time.
I'm 63. Come on.
You know, well, 20 now, hang minutes, on. A half hour. Well, half hour is fine.
But again... You know, foreplay can take some time.
Oh, it sure can. So it may end up being an hour if you know, depending on how much teasing and foreplay you do and how much time you spend undressing each other and, you know, dirty talk or whatever, that banter before.
So now with one of your new discoveries,
would
you want him to let you eat his ass?
If he's a nice ass, sure. Absolutely. I just want to see you do that. Go ahead. I'm an ass eater. Go ahead. I'll see you gag. Go ahead. Go ahead. It cracks every time.
Here comes my dinner. All right.
Whoa, here she comes.
And obviously he gets to eat your ass.
She's an ass eater.
Yep. Who sang that?
I know.
Let them do it.
Yeah. They don't sing the good version.
This is why we do a podcast, not a singing show.
Well, we had fun with that for a while. Oh yeah, he could definitely eat my ass. Okay. I'm all about that. That's actually a really good way to get things
going for you, especially for anal.
Oh, especially for anal.
Now, like, one of the questions you get a lot from your playmates is like, where do you want me to come? Give me a breakdown of the top three places you want them to come. Let's go with what would be your third favorite place to have them come.
Oh, no, you're putting him on the spot again. It's like rock, paper, scissors.
This is your show.
See, it depends on if I'm in a really visual mood, you know, then I want to see it. I want to see him jerk off on me.
It depends on the scenario and the day and what you're feeling.
Right.
Okay.
And I go through like this whole big thing. It's like, I want him to come in my pussy. No, don't come in my pussy. And if he's doing me anally, come in my ass. No, don't come in my ass. It's like, okay, where do I want him to come?
Yeah, he doesn't get multiple shots.
No, he doesn't. So it's like, no. If I want to feel like I'm more of a connection, then it's definitely a regular cream pie. Because sometimes I can actually feel a pulse inside. Mm-hmm. Not always, but sometimes I can. It's like, I know guys can do is they can tighten a muscle in their dick jumps and you can kind of feel that. It's Like, so that's really hot. And I love anal cream pies because even though I can't always feel what he's doing back there, I can feel wetness. And that's kind of erotic, just knowing that he came a load in my ass. It, very erotic. It's, you know, the taboo-ness and the fact that there is a disconnect. There isn't that, it's like when we're on top of somebody, you're kissing, there's a connection. So it's much more intimate. You know, with anal and doggy, there's not that intimacy there. So it's a lot more primal. Like that's why I like getting my hair pulled in that position.
Sure.
So that kind of makes sense there for me. It depends on my mood. Like, okay, do I feel primal? Do I feel more more sensual?
Okay.
So I guess it depends on the mood and who the playmate is and what my experiences are with them. If I know them to be, you know, high energy, then I better bring my A game. And I'm stretching before, you know, so I can do more physical things with them.
Okay.
Especially if they're half my age, then there's always...
All right, so there is no list of favorites. It's just a matter of depending on the mood, the situation.
Yeah. Well, what about you? When you want to come, where do you want to come?
I just want to come. I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
I'm done with it.
You're done.
Wherever you want it's fine.
Here's a question I think you can answer. I'm pretty sure you can answer.
You're greatly overrating me. Go ahead.
Well, is a male orgasm different if you have a blowjob or if it's vaginal or anal or jerking off?
Well, again, that gets back to the situation and the person.
Oh.
You know, is it something that you're caught up in the moment? Like, it's a spontaneous thing?
Right, right.
Is it something that, you know, that is kind of like, you know, it's like, okay, I mean, with some people you've played with over and over again, not that it's not fun and stuff like that, but you almost kind of, you know, after a while, it's just like, okay, you might have to get into your little mental game.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they're good, or you know they're good at something better. You know, some women that have had children or whatever, you might not be able to get the traction.
Right, right.
So you can fuck them for a while because you're not getting traction. Or they get super wet.
Right.
You know, or they're squirters. You know, it's just like, you know, I got to put some oil dry down, you know.
Well, one of those rare instances, you don't need spunk lube.
Or there's women that I've experienced that think they can suck dick and they can't. And they're I want you.
I'm sitting right here.
I know. I wasn't being shy about it.
You left a book on my desk, How to Give a Good Blowjob. Yeah. Oh, I think it's probably in the magazine now. It says,
For Donna.
Oh.
No, I mean, that, like, there's women who aren't good at it, you know, and so they think they are, and they want to keep sucking your dick. It's like, no, we need to, I need to fuck you, you know, or something. I mean, again, there's times it happens, like things like that,
right?
Where, you know, they might be loose or, you know, whatever. And I'm not blaming them, you know, it's, you know, life, you know.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, it depends on the spontaneity, you know, it depends on the situation. It depends, the person.
But you know, getting back to my original question, is there a difference between,
it depends on the person.
So the sensation you get from like an oral, like a blowjob.
Well, I personally prefer being blown because then I'm not, you know, again, I'm getting old and I'm in all the pain.
he just wants to chill back and let me do
it. You can sit there and just take it in. I'm not worried about, you know, when you're fucking, you know, like for me,
it's more work.
A bad back. I'm like, oh. Yeah, you're like, yeah, give it to me, bitch, because you hear me, oh.
You know, you're like, welcome.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thanks for a bad back, yeah. It's not that. Is that aftershave or Ben Gay?
Ooh, they're so erotic to me. Well, now you're right. You can just kind of like just
you get lay to have back that, and... Yeah, you get to really focus on if the person is someone that's like, oh, my God, I can't believe this person is blowing me, you know, or something like that, or they're really good at it, you know. And it's the same as, you know, like giving anal to a woman with a great ass, you know, and you're sitting there holding her ass while you fuck it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, oh, that's really hot, that's too. Really hot. You know, if it's someone that's, I hate to sound, I don't, you know, like a saggy ass or something. It's like, oh, you know, you pump
hey,
once and it ripples.
Again, I'm working on it.
No, you're not. you know, it's when, yeah, you know, if it's a saggy ass, you can like slap it and ride the wave in.
Right.
It might not be erotic for you. You know,
I think so, in the heat of the moment, even a less than perfect ass is still fun.
Sure. I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm just saying to get you to the point of what is the most erotic.
Right.
It's all dependent on the scenario.
Yeah.
Where you are, who you're with.
Right.
How it happened, you know, what's transpired up to that moment. You know, like I talked about that woman I worked with, you know, around your office, you know, that thrill of almost getting caught and, you know, knowing, you know, you go into your boss's office, you know, talk to him and, you know, it's like, hey, last night I was fucking on your desk.
Oh. I love that.
When he wanted to fuck her so bad.
Oh, right.
He hated me because he knew I was.
these spudge marks all over his papers. Yeah.
That's not a coffee ring, buddy.
I wouldn't be licking those stamps. Just saying.
I can rub my dick on the inside of his coffee cup.
That's terrible, but I love it. You're so devilish.
Like I said, I could be your best friend or your worst enemy. You get to pick.
But still anyway, don't know which one I am.
So yeah. If I put my dick in the inside of your coffee cup, that would make a difference to you.
No, not at all. Sorry.
Coffee tastes like balls.
I just don't.
Literally. Tastes like balls.
coffee balls. Mm.
No, the coffee blowjob.
The coffee blowjob.
So.
Love that.
Yeah, that's good. So, again, I think it's all, and I think that would probably go for women, too. It depends on, like you were saying, the scenario. And how it all rolls out. You know, it's, and I think that's one of the great things with swinging is, I think I'm only expressing my opinion, like the average monogamy vanilla life.
Right.
You know, you're with the same woman, you know, two sets of lips flapping in your ears all the time.
yep.
Where when you in the lifestyle, when you get to play with others, it can make you appreciate your wife or not appreciate her, whichever case may be. My case
either
is.
Way.
Anyway,
but you get a chance to sample something that's not the same old.
Well, but again,
not that it's the same old, but it's the same old. Same
but
old.
Like we've talked about, you know, when you get to play with other people, then you come back to your, you know, lousy 4 foot three, 4 foot 11.
4 foot three. That's taller than that.
That's just as boring as hell. Where was I going? I got bored thinking about it.
You're such an ass.
Thank you.
Okay, please.
And you're just upset because you can't eat it.
What's wrong?
I said, I have such an ass, and you're upset because you're now.
Oh, I can't eat it.
Nope. but. So I mean, that's, you know, getting to sample other stuff.
Teases me, bends over, and he knows I just want to eat his ass, and he's like, "No, you will never have my ass.
Yeah.
I'm saving my ass for the one true love, and you are not she." Or whatever you're saying.
I don't know what I say either. I say so much, it means so little.
That's what it is. I'm not good enough to eat your ass.
And this is for Tom. So no, you can't have my ass. It's for someone special. It's just not giving it to anybody. I'll meet Mr. Right someday. And he'll take my ass and just be a treasure.
No, don't.
What he'll, the magic he'll do to my rectum. Oh my God. He'll make me scream. Anyway, so
and you, yeah, you,
Tom enjoyed that.
he said he liked
Gay Vince voice.
Gay Vince.
So, but no, I think it all ties into with everything, the scenario, the situation.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. Because I could say, oh, like when I'm in a different mood or whatever, mm-hmm. Yeah, that it influences everything.
Like,
Sure.
I know you well enough. Tell me if I'm wrong with this. Like okay. In the beginning, like I said about having like four or five different penises through a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you saw all of them erect, semi-erect, whatever, you'd be drawn to the one, correct me if I'm wrong,
okay,
that might already be dripping a little bit of pre-cum.
Oh. Oh, yes. Holy fuck. That is such a huge fetish, too. I have guys, I think it's a fetish for me, but I...
Obviously, but not for me.
Well, there's a guy...
It's like, nope, that dick's broken. It's
there's weakened. A guy on OnlyFans keeps saying, if you do a video, goes, can you squeeze up the pre-cum? He goes, that's so erotic. And I did.
It's only erotic when it's your own pre-cum. That's me, my opinion.
Well, yes, it's the same thing with watching somebody have an orgasm, yeah, you know? I mean...
Sure. Well, a woman gets wet. That's hot.
That's hot.
Yeah. When a woman's, you know, the inner lips swell, like I said, and kiss you back.
Oh, yeah. That's hot. That's totally hot. Absolutely.
You
know? Then
when you get, as you're licking a woman, all of a sudden she's getting wetter and it gets like real slick, real slippery from her own juices. That's like, yeah, it's great stuff. And again, like I said, I like the meatier pussies. Yeah. Not that all pussies don't do it to some degree, but the meatier pussies, man, those lips just...
Yeah. I know. I used to think my lips were huge until I met some other people. So they're like, they're nothing.
No.
I used to be embarrassed. Well, a little bit embarrassed, by, embarrassed them. By them. No, they're like a nice length. They do get caught in like the, I have to be careful if I'm not, if I'm going commando and I'm wearing like shorts.
I told you to wear pants while you cut the lawn. I told you you're going to trip over them or cut them or whatever.
Yeah.
Nicked with a weed whacker. Ow. You know,
Jesus Christ. God, now my lips are
long pants, Donna. Long pants.
My lips are hanging out underneath my pants. No, these are shorts. The zipper, they caught like in the. I've gotten them caught in the zipper. I don't.
In your boot.
In my boot. I said my lips weren't that big, but they do get caught on things. I don't like going commando because I get caught on like the, you know, especially jeans and stuff. They have that the welt of the.
No, I'd never go commando unless I shit myself.
I know. It hurts, so I don't go commando.
Yeah, it's my theory. I had to do it one time for like the pants I was wearing and got something spilled all over them. I had another pair and I was going commando, and the fucking like the seam on the pant rubbing my nuts and shit.
Like, yeah, some people really like that, but I
I don't need calluses on the bottom of my nuts.
Yeah,
maybe I do.
Maybe you do.
Maybe I'm missing something.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm just overlooking a whole fetish. Callous nuts. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm sure there's a fetish there somewhere. But I'm not a fan of command. I used to. I used to go commando all the time. But, I like things being tucked up in there. Otherwise, they just get scratched up and scraped up. And, you know, like you said.
I was always afraid of my zipper coming down.
Oh, zipper coming down, you get things caught in there. That's
what I'm saying, but no, I mean,
I like, put my hand there.
I'd be afraid if I was going commando, say I was at work, and all of a sudden I walk around, my fucking dick's winking at everybody. It's like, no.
Yeah, we don't want
no, that. No. It's like, no. You want to see what color underwear I'm wearing? I don't give a shit. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll show you if you want. But I just don't need my, you know, wee-wee hanging out there, you know, poking out.
Kind of distracting everybody.
Oh, the work would just go to hell.
Everybody would stop and
women
stare.
Women would be wanting to leave their husbands.
Ugh, you just don't want that. You just can't.
The problem, it's a curse.
It is a curse.
It's already a problem, me being this good looking.
Yeah, I know. I can see that.
Wow. That's pretty brave talk for a woman whose pussy lips hang down to the ground.
That's dangerous.
Fucking
slipping on like a banana peel.
You gotta be careful you don't get ticks on them this time of year.
All right, enough. So, enough of this talk, okay?
So, with that said, okay. So, we kind of covered what personal choice might look like.
Yeah, that's...
That's where I was going with the whole concept.
Oh, that's what like, a personal choice...
If you had the choice, you know, versus just, okay, this guy comes over, you're going to play with him. So, if you had... Just the elements of sexuality. You don't get to see if they have a belly. You don't get to see if they're good looking. You don't get to see if they have all their teeth. You know, if they have, you know, pierced nipples. You don't get to see that.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
If you walk by and you hear that, you know, on their plywood, then you know they got pierced nipples. And smell of aftershave.
Okay.
Yes, it's a joke about someone we know.
Terrible. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was that.
Okay, so that was your whole thing.
It was just personal choice. Like, okay, if you had your dithers.
Exactly,
you
know, yeah.
It's okay. Like, okay, there's five pies out there. There's an apple pie, a blueberry pie, a cherry pie, a peach pie.
And I got the cock pie.
Apparently. I'm just saying, what's your personal choice?
Exactly. Know? I guess you got it then.
Well, there's no right or wrong. Like I said, there's just which ones would be,
the first one you'd be drawn to.
You know,
and so. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but yeah, it does change. Like some days I'm going to be like, well, you know what? I want a little bit more of this or a little more of that.
I want the big cock. I'm going to move to pole dance.
There you go.
I want the silver quick week. I can be the guy with the little dick. His cum doesn't have as far to travel.
Okay. That's terrible.
I'm just making a joke. All right. So I want to thank everyone for listening.
Okay, everybody.
Until next show.
All right. Have a great day.